I want to have Janelle speak to about three different questions. Well, more than that, actually. Where have you been? You came back from...
South Africa.
When was this?
A couple months ago. So I was there for 6 months, and I was working in an orphanage with the REACH organization.
That's it, then?
Yep, that's it.
You want to go sit down now?
Yep,
or?
Sit down.
No, you can't. So I asked Janelle to speak into sort of three specific questions. You know, but before I get to the three, I want to say more specifically, what were you doing there?
Well, we lived at an orphanage, like I said, and we took care of babies every day. The city of Johannesburg has 3 abandoned babies daily, just the city alone, not the country of South Africa. So there was 3 different orphanages with the Door of Hope organization that we worked with, and we lived at one of the houses, and we had shifts, and there were 6 of us girls there as a team, and we just got up every morning, took care of the babies, and that's what we did.
I'm tempted to ask questions that might not be able to be put online, like,
okay.
How were the interpersonal dynamics on your team? Let's not go there.
Yep,
okay, so, because sometimes you think you're there to, like, serve the poor and take care of the babies, but then what the Lord's actually doing in your heart is teaching you how to love the people that you're there with, who you thought were going to be like a lot of fun to live with, but we won't go into that. You can ask her later. Anyway, so I have 3 questions.
Yes.
Was that naughty, what I just did? Okay. I have 3 questions. The first being, what do you think you learned about God that maybe you didn't see before you did this whole experience?
Well, first off, the program was technically 9 months, but we were only on outreach for 6, so I spent 3 months in Columbus, Ohio, doing a discipleship training school, and I think there I learned a lot what community looks like and what the Father Heart of God looks like. I've always, known in my head, but it really clicked there for me personally. In outreach, I actually didn't learn a lot about taking care of babies because I've been doing that a lot. I'm a nanny.
Right.
So... while some of the other girls were, new with that experience, I think I learned more about, like you said, working with people and, living with people, which you think, living daily life here would do that. But I think over there I learned it more because we were in a small area with the same people for 6 months. So I think I learned a lot about being intentional in conversations and...
what does that mean?
I don't know, just not, hi, how you doing? Oh, I'm good. Okay, move on. Do something.
You mean going beneath the surface.
Yeah, going deeper, because when you are with the same people all the time, you kind of know how their lives are, and you kind of don't ask the deeper questions, I guess. So I learned a lot about that. I learned about what daily life with Jesus looks like, actually, because I guess you wouldn't say I went on this... amazing adventure or whatever. I didn't trek through Nepal or preach in India or whatever. I just was in the same place taking care of babies, and that was a lot of daily life things. We had our work schedules, we went, we had our days off, we had our coworkers and our friends, and it can get a little monotonous, actually, and so I learned what having a relationship with Jesus looks like there, in daily life, and being intentional with your relationship with Jesus. Instead of just going through the motions, I guess.
Right. Can you talk a little bit more about the Father Heart of God?
For me, I guess, I haven't had a very, solid relationship with my father. So going into REACH, I really, didn't want to go there, I guess. It's kind of a touchy spot, so I didn't really want to go there. But of course, God likes to do things that you don't want to do necessarily. And so we had a 3-day session on the Father Heart of God, which your cousin.
Yeah, my cousin Jeremy.
Or something. Yeah. So he really touched on all the aspects of what, I guess, being a father should look like and how that relates to God. And we had a lot of quiet time in those sessions, actually, just kind of, reflect, and I was really wanting to get this, I guess, because, all right, we're in this mess, we're getting in there, we're gonna, I want to come out of this and understand, so I just remember, like, going outside and, like, being in the woods, like, really angry. I'm like, I want to understand this. I want to know what that feels like, I guess, with the Father, the relationship. So I was outside, and it was kind of getting dark. And I was like, all right, God, I need a sign. Like, I need a physical sign, whatever. And so I was, like, looking around. There's, like, some animals in the woods or whatever. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's cool. I'm going back in. I'm getting bit by mosquitoes. This isn't fun anymore. And then I looked up, and there's, like, bats flying around. And, like, the significance with that is, like, that's something me and my dad used to do. We would used to go out into, like, the field and, like, watch the bats fly around. And, like, that really hit me hard. And that really, I don't know, was my sign, I guess. So.
Your sign that?
Yeah. That God is my Father, and I'm his child, and he hears me in the woods, upset, and, yeah, calling out to him. So.
Second question. What was the second question? I forget. I'm just kidding. The first question is, you know, what did you learn about God? The second question is, do you have any notable stories or experiences that you think would be, that were important for you?
I guess going into the orphanage setting, I kind of expected, like, coming out of it wanting to adopt and foster, like, because that's kind of been in my heart before. But I think what really hit me with that, like, what really was, like, this is, you know, God's heart, and this is what he wants me to do specifically, was in February 1st, I switched departments. So the departments were small babies, which is like the infants to the 3-month-year-old, big babies, which is 3 months to a year, and then the toddlers, which were a year to three. And I worked from big babies from December to January, and I really liked it. It was really comfortable. It was a really nice routine. And I like routine. I like stability. It's one of my favorite things, unfortunately, sometimes.
Do you eat the same thing for breakfast every day?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I do not get tired of it. I make smoothies every single morning.
Smoothies for breakfast?
Well,
every
there's
morning.
Different fruits, so I guess that's.
You change it up with the different fruits.
But anyway, so I switched departments February 1st, and I remember the day so specifically because I was so scared because I was working with these tiny little babies. I'm like, oh, so insecure in it. And on that day, we had a new little girl come in, and she was born that day, and she came in 5 hours after she was born, and I got to hold her, and now she's adopted, actually. I can't tell you her name, because that's technically illegal, so, but I got to hold her, and this little tiny girl, and that just, like, broke me down. Like, I just was in tears, like, how, even though she was abandoned and left in a hospital, that there's redemption, and God sees her, and we were there to help that process along, mm-hmm. like to help that her to get into a family. So that was really special for me, mm-hmm. definitely.
And then the final question is, now that you're back, mm-hmm. have you seen points of connection with what you learned and what the Lord was shaping in you there? How has that translated into your life in Delaware now that you're back?
Mm-hmm. Definitely like the intentional thing. With being with people, it's kind of weird coming back, being gone for a year, because not much has changed, but little things have changed that kind of make it weird to transition, I guess. So being intentional.
What has changed?
Just like, I don't know, like relationships and stages of life people are in, and
yeah,
just little things that, I don't know.
Is that disorienting for someone who likes routine?
Yes, it is. Because you think, you know, I've lived here my whole life, and, like, this is my home. Delaware's my home. And so being here, I come back with the expectations of it being, like, a certain way, I guess. Like, a certain, like, oh, it's just Delaware, it's the same, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But it changed while you were away.
But it's changed.
And
like,
you
and
changed,
I've changed
while you were away.
So it's, yeah, so it's been a little weird. But, like, being intentional in, I guess, like, putting myself out there with people instead of, like, you know, sitting.
So the thing is not staying on the surface of the conversation,
yeah.
that skill that you learned there,
yeah.
Well, how does that benefit the relationships that you have?
This
is more than three questions. Sorry. That's
I was not prepared for this. He gave me three questions.
I told you we were going to have a real conversation.
Okay, that's good. My little
speech.
This is what I'm talking about. Real conversations. it really gets to the heart of people and how they, I guess, function, I guess, or like relatability, I guess, because when you're just having, you know, your regular conversations, you don't really know people. Like, you interact with them and you are with them, but you don't, like, know them. And it's like that, I don't know how to explain that exactly very well. So
you know people better now, is
what
you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I think in DTS, those 3 months, I made deeper relationships faster because we were all there being intentional about it.
You're immersed in this thing.
Yeah.
I like to call it, like, Protestant monasticism, where, like, you don't have to be single the rest of your life, but you really are, like, in this convent or monastery, and you're even have, like, dish duties and, you got to go trim and, mow. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Janelle Smoker. Thank you.